It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today on the phone, I have Dina Wise. She's the principal out at Bruin Point Elementary. This is our school update for the week. We're going to talk about all the cool things that they've been doing out at Bruin Point, how they've been coping with what's going on, and things that are maybe in the works that might be kind of neat when kids get ready to go back to school in the fall. Dina, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We appreciate it.
Hi, Dave. It's great to be with you, even if it is on the phone.
Yep,
glad we can still keep moving forward.
Most definitely. So let's talk about some of the things that have been going on. You know, you guys are doing your online schooling and things like that. How has that been going?
Well, you know, at first we just pushed out packets because we really didn't know that we were going to be out as long. And then as we kept watching the news and seeing what was happening, we decided, you know, we better start transitioning to online learning. And so we pushed Chromebooks out to students, and teachers have just been amazing. Teachers, even my first grade, second grade, kindergarten teachers who have never used the Google Classroom have figured that out. They figured out how to video lessons. They're reading to students online. They have their Google Meet set up every day. And so, you know, it's just been amazing to watch. My second grade teacher sent me today. She's using Flipgrid. So it's just a little video platform. So the kids, she's using it so the kids can report on what they're reading. And she sent me that video, and we've got a little second grade girl, and she was just so cute. She's like, well, technically what I've been doing, and she gives her little book report about the Velveteen Rabbit. And so just watching the kids connect, and I think they're a lot more resilient than we are in most cases, but it's just been amazing to watch how quickly the teachers have just jumped right in and figured out what they needed to do to ensure that learning is continuing, and it is.
And we had talked about that off of the air as far as, you know, it's one thing for the kids to not get the social and see their friends and things like that, but, you know, the teachers and even yourself kind of have a withdrawal after a while.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like, sometimes at night I just think about, you know, because we greeted our kids every morning in the hall as they got off the bus, and you just miss their faces, you just miss connecting with them. So, you know, I've gotten on the lunch bus several times just to ride around and wave out the window and see the kids' faces and connect with them, and teachers and paraprofessionals have also done that, just really trying to stay connected with the kids and their families. So.
And now that they have the Google Chromebooks, you said that you've even been sneaking into some classrooms every now and then.
Yep, I've been sitting in classes and participating. Fifth grade was doing a taboo vocabulary activity the other day, and it's kind of a competition. You get a vocabulary word, and you have to give clues, but you can't say the word, and you can't say certain words. And so I participated in that, and I participated in a third grade discussion, and so it's just really nice to see the kids and connect with them and see that they are still learning. And, you know, for the most part, we've had a few kids that haven't participated online, but for the most part, we're about 90% participating. So
wow,
and it's been very encouraging.
It's always good to try and keep some form of normalcy.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And the teachers have schedules. They have their times the same time every day so that the kids know, and we've coordinated it. So if you have multiple kids in your family, you know, first grade's at this time and third grade's at this time and fifth grade's at this time, so we don't have overlap. So it's really worked out amazing.
Very good. And the other part about it is, granted, they're not in school, which is not, you know, it's sad because you don't get to see them every day. But it also gives you the chance to kind of catch up on some things around the building. And so they've started early this year, you were saying.
Yeah, we have, our library has needed a good paint job for a while now. And so we've patched the walls and got the library painted where our trust funds plan, we've written in to have a reset room for students who are struggling, or a place for the counselor to really do some group activities with kids and some social emotional learning. And so we're moving our teacher resource room, and that's in the works, and just really digging deep and getting things done. You know, of course we'd rather have kids in the building, but we have found meaningful things for our prayer professionals to do. They're helping with the projects. They're also with students. They're getting online with students and reading books with them and to them. And so we're just really, you know, trying to find every way possible to keep everybody engaged and active and just moving forward.
Now, you spoke a little bit about your library. You told me that your librarian did something pretty outstanding. Why don't we talk about that?
Yeah, so Mrs. Laufer, before we got in our situation that we're in now, the dismissal, she had written a grant to the Utah State Library offered a grant, and she wrote the grant and got approved. She had $3,000 to spend on new books for the library, and they sent her list that she had to select books from, and we were fortunate to use a vendor that can find really good deals on books, so we were able to get about twice as many books that we normally could have. So we will have $3,000 worth of brand new books in the library come fall. So we're pretty excited about that. And she's had the time to finish leveling all of the books in the library. We have a system where we put color-coded stickers on the spine of the book so the kids instantly know what level the book is. So when they're going in to pick self-selected books that are on their level, it's easy for them to find them. So she's completed that process, and it's just, the library is going to be brand new, sparkling clean, new books, reorganized, pretty exciting.
Everybody's going to want to hang out in the library.
Yeah, reading, and more reading. That's what we say at Bruin Point all the time. So we're just doing everything we can to get kids excited about reading and providing them with, you know, enormous quantities of quality text. So
perfect. And let's take the last bit of time that we have and kind of wrap up what your guys' plans are as far as the end of the year and some of the activities you've got in the works that you're trying to get kind of approved. Let's talk about those right now.
Yeah, so we want to give our students an opportunity to check out with their teachers, to see their teachers, to either come up to the school and say goodbye. So, you know, one of the options is we'll just put a table at the teacher's door and we'll schedule them to come at different times. So families will come at different times. And then we kind of got, our students got gypped. We were going to the movie on March 17th for our end of quarter celebration. So we were going to have the movie and the goodie pack and all that. And so that didn't happen. So we do have a surprise goodie bag in the works for the kids. So we wanted to figure out a way to distribute that. We've also talked about having some kind of a parade where we put all the faculty and staff around on the sidewalk and have students come through with their families, or possibly teachers get in their cars and parade around town. So just really, you know, in kind of in the brainstorming process right now and just trying to figure out, you know, what is the safest way, because the number one thing is to keep students safe, but we do recognize that it is important for the students and the teachers to have that closure.
So. Oh, definitely. Definitely it is. So all kinds of fun things still planned coming up. Just, you know, pay attention and you'll get them to them, correct?
Yep. Watch our Facebook page. Watch our school website. We do send things out, you know, through the ThrillShare app. So if people have got Bruin Point, the app on their phone, and they can get information that way. But, you know, we just sent out our packet. We've had really great success getting learning materials and packets out to parents. Everybody's been really responsive, and all, overall, I believe it's been a very positive experience.
Well, very, very good. We're speaking with Dina Wise, the principal out at Bruin Point. Dina, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. You know, keep doing what you're doing, and maybe next time we talk, school will be getting ready to start up, and everybody will be on their way to schools.
Possibly. I hope so, Dave. Thank you.
Take care. Now, for more information on interviews like this, check out our website, castlecountryradio.com.